This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. In spite of the record cold and wet weather Washington has experienced the past couple of months, the drought prognosticators aren't letting up. Cliff Mass, professor of atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, says a Seattle Times story reports parts of eastern Washington are in extreme drought.
The core of the dry area is a desert. The core of the dry area is the places where only irrigated farming is existing. And there's plenty of water for irrigation.
Mass says drought is a non-issue this year.
So there will be no impact there from Yakima through Tri-Cities to Moses Lake, right? So that's almost all irrigated. They have plenty of water, so there's no drought impact whatsoever. And there's more than enough water. So what does severe drought mean there?
Even Oregon, Mass says, has seen some much-needed precipitation.
Washington State is a home run, and down there it's improved substantially. I mean, clearly California has issues. I mean, there's no doubt about that. But they have reservoir capacity that we don't have.
And Mass says you don't have to take his word.
I got a call yesterday from Dennis Lettenmeyer. He used to be here at DW, one of the leading hydrologists in the United States. And he runs hydrological models in real time. Now he's at UCLA, but he used to be here. And he saw the Seattle Times thing, and he said, it's ridiculous. He said, there's no drought in Washington State. And he's probably the top hydrologist for knowledgeable about the region.
Mass says this extreme drought stuff just doesn't make any sense.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.